Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Now the next step for them is, how do I find out who the candidate is? Do I read up about them? Where can I get information? For a layman, how would you tell them to start out just discovering who their officials are?
I think people like Daksh and people like BPAC are going to put out list of all the people who are going to contest in all the constituencies. And they'll be available on the webpage of the political parties. They'll be available in the webpage of many NGOs. Have a look at them. People like BPAC will also endorse candidates and give their required background and all the information. The newspapers too will run supplements where they give the people contesting what is the background, etc. I think you're going to see many citizens activist groups. And see what is happening. Concentrate on your constituency. Go to the electoral list and make sure your name is there. And find out who is your current representative, what has it done. Information is available in the survey for Bengalurians done by BPAC, which has been released. I think information is available. Please make a search and you'll get it. Then you go and vote and decide.
How excited are you about VVPAT, Mr. Pai? It's a new addition this time.
No, I'm quite sanguine about it for a very simple reason, that there are malcontents in this country who would like to pick holes because they lose elections and say, oh, the machine has been pre-configured.
Yes.
And all kind of rubbish. Now, there's an answer to them. You're going to have a slip of paper coming out and you can compare. Because I believe in the electoral system, I believe in electronic voting. It's very safe and it's very correct. And all these malcontents and some of them because losers have gone and complained unnecessarily because they lose. And I think having this improves confidence and gives an answer to all of them. Some of these people want us to go back to postal ballots, which
yes.
are capable of being having our votes robbed. These people don't understand that when the postal when the ballots were physical, when you had paper ballots, they used to stuff the ballot box, they used to shut down, they used to capture. There was a lot of gundagiri. All that is gone today, and it just take a lot of time to count and give the results. Now results are out in 2-3 hours. So having this is very good because it answers much of the queries and shows them to be what they are, losers.
Mr. Pai, the dynamics of the Karnataka elections are different from the other states. You can predict their, you know, broad strokes. With here in Karnataka, no one's able to put a finger which way it'll go. The ambiguity factor is very high.
It's going to be a fight to the finish between the two big parties. So it's going to be wide open. It's going to be exciting.
Yes, yes. Very exciting.
Days are going to see campaigning.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.